I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Tuesday, February 7th.
Game of the Night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward the most heavily bet game in college basketball tonight, and we're going to look at a 9 p.m. showdown on ESPN2 in the Big Ten between Maryland and Michigan State. Currently, Michigan State is listed as a 4-point home favorite with a total of 132. Now, going into this matchup, Maryland is 16-7. They've won 4 straight games. They just crushed Minnesota, 81-46, easily covering as a 9.5-point road favorite. They'll be facing off against Michigan State, 14-9, but they've lost 3 of their last 4. They just lost to Rutgers, 61-55, did not cover that game as a 4.5-point road dog. But what's the market telling us here? Well, looks like respected money is buying low and taking the home team here with Michigan State. Michigan State opened as low as a 2.5-point home favorite, and we've seen Sparty get steamed up all the way to -4. Now, this line moves notable because across the market, we're getting around 64% of bets on Michigan State, making them a slight public play. But Sparty is also taking into account 91% of the money. So that tells me that even though it's slightly public, you have a big share of respected bettors here also in agreement with the public, laying this line, chalk number here in favor of Michigan State. It's also kind of a buy low, sell high for Sparty, looking at just a team that's lost 3 of their last 4 versus a team that's won 4 straight. It's kind of fishy. You know, why is the team with the worst record, again, home court, you got to give a little bit of an advantage there, adjustment to the line for home court. But why is the team with the worst record who's playing worse as of late opening as a favorite and becoming more of a favorite? This would also be kind of a bad ATS, good ATS play. Michigan State this year is only 11-12 against the spread versus Maryland, who's 16-7 against the spread. So I think a lot of new bettors just look at, you know, your ATS records and say, hey, Maryland's covered a lot. You know, Michigan State has not covered a lot. Therefore, let me take Maryland here. They've proven to cover numbers more often. Well, even though that's true, they've covered more numbers, that really creates kind of an overvalued opportunity here where people who have bet the Terps before, They either remember betting on them and winning, and therefore they're going to want to bet them again, or maybe they bet against them and lost, and they're going to say, hey, I'm not betting against Maryland again. They've covered all these games for me. Also, you look at Michigan State, 11-12 ATS. That means a majority of the bettors who have bet against them have lost money. So kind of these biases get built in and baked into the public perception of the game. So really, as a contrarian, data-driven bettor like myself, I like to buy low on the teams that don't cover a lot and sell high on the teams that do. So that would also match in favor of Michigan State. Michigan State would match a good spread system here if you look at conference short home favorites with a line move in your favor. So if you're a favorite of five or less, you see the line move at least a half point in your direction and it's a conference game. Those teams are 114-84 against the spread, 58% with a 10% ROI this year. KenPom does have Michigan State winning but only by 1 point. So you could be looking at Michigan State here on the money line. That's another way to approach this one right now. They are around minus 175 on the money line. Another good system here that would match Michigan State on a straight up play would be Big Ten home favorites. If you look at Big Ten conference play, so two teams in the Big Ten facing off against each other, just take the home favorite. Very simple, but they're 50-13 straight up in Big Ten conference play. That's a 79% win rate with a 16% ROI. Also, you look at home road, something I really put a lot of stock into, again, you know, especially in these conference games, but do you get up for these big games on the road? You know, obviously, you know, professionals, they've been there, done that. Really, being on the road doesn't really phase adults and professional players, but for young kids, 18, 19 years old, it can be tough going into a hostile environment. So Maryland, even though they're 16-7, they're 2-5 on the road. They've struggled on the road, and Michigan State, 14-9. But they're 9-2 at home. So that would really favor here Michigan State in this spot. Also interesting with the total, you know, did tick up a little bit. You saw some books open around 131, 131.5, and now you're up to 132. You have 71% of bets on the over, so public's taking the over. However, maybe a little careful here to just run to the book and sweat the over, because Maryland is 16-7 to the under this year. They're 7-0 to the under on the road. Meanwhile, Michigan State, 12-11 to the under, but they're also 8-3 to the under at home. So again, it seems like a low number, 131, now 132, just take the over. But yeah, both these teams really trending toward the under overall, and then home versus road as well. So big matchup here tonight, Michigan State. I'd be leaning Michigan State on the money line in a game here tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern time on ESPN2. Big matchup here in the Big Ten.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, let's look toward another 9 p.m. game now on ESPNU in the Big 12 between two ranked teams, Kansas State and TCU. Currently, Kansas State is listed as a 4.5-point home favorite with a total of 146.5. Now, both these teams are ranked and have good records, but they have struggled a little bit here lately. TCU is 17-6. They're ranked 17th in the country, but they've lost two of their last three. They just fell to Oklahoma State 79-73. Did not cover as a 4.5-point road dog in that one. Meanwhile, K-State, 18-5, ranked number 12 in the country, but they've lost three of their last four. They just lost to Texas 69-66, did not cover as a 1.5-point home dog in that one. So what's the market telling us? We've seen some movement here toward K-State at home. K-State opened -3.5 at home. We've now seen K-State get bet up to -4.5, and a lot of books are even inching up now to -5. So currently, we're getting 74% of bets on K-State, making them a public play, but they're also taking into account 92% of the money. So similar to that kind of Michigan State angle, where it was a public play, also respected money here does seem to be laying the points. And remember, the public doesn't really move numbers. It's respected bettors, sharp bettors, wise guys who have the respect of the books who move numbers. You can ask any odds maker that, they'll tell you the same thing. Kansas State would match that same system, a conference, short home conference favorite, -5 or less with a line move in your favor, 114-84 ATS, 58% this year. But in particular, Big 12 home favorites. So if you're a Big 12 conference play, two teams, same conference here from the Big 12, just take the favorite, the home favorite to win straight up, 30-12 straight up, 71% with a 7% ROI. Also, you look at home road. Again, another thing we look at, we saw that edge in favor of Maryland, bad on the road, and Michigan State good at home. Well, same thing here for K-State. K-State is 12-1 at home this year. TCU is just 3-4 on the road. Also, you look at the total. It's around 146.5, 147, depending on what book you're looking at. And you have seen a little bit of money leaning to the over here, as well as, again, opening around 146.5, now up to 147. But the public split, 50-50, in terms of the ticket count. And people always ask me, like, when you're using these DraftKings betting percentages, which are fantastic that we provide at VSiN, how do you know where the public is? Well, you just go to that column that says percentage of bets, the raw tickets. That's where the public is. So 50-50, right down the middle, but 79% of the money is on the over. So public split, but heavy money's over. It did tick up a little bit. And we do have two over teams here. TCU is 14-9 to the over. K-State is 13-10 to the over. But once again, I'd be going money line here on K-State to win this thing at home around minus 200. Super Bowl week is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, I gave away two of them already. I am on Michigan State on the money line, minus 175 to win, and Kansas State on the money line, minus 200 to win. Similar to last night, where we had a couple of good winners there with Miami on the money line as well as Kansas on the money line. But now one more for you. We talked about a couple big games here, Big 10 and Big 12. Well, now let's go to the A-10, the Atlantic 10. This is a 7 p.m. game on CBS Sports Network between Dayton and VCU. I'm going VCU at home on the money line, minus 200. Dayton here going into this matchup, 15-9. They just had their two-game win streak snap. They lost to the St. Bonaventure Bonnies, 68-59, and they lost outright as a 5.5-point home favorite in that one. Meanwhile, VCU, 18-6. Been really good this year. They've won two straight. They just beat St. Louis, 73-65, winning outright as a 3-point road dog. And what's the market telling us on this one? Well, similar to this line move to Michigan State at home, K-State at home, you guessed it, sharp move here to the home team here with VCU. VCU open as low as a 2.5-point home favorite, and we've seen VCU get steamed up now to -4.5. Now, what's notable here, same system matches. You'd have that conference, short home conference favorite with a line move in your favor. Again, 5 or less, line moves at least a 0.5-point in your direction in a conference game. That's 114-84 ATS, 58%. To the home team, to the home favorite. You also look at Atlantic 10 home conference favorites in general. So in the A-10, again, how do these teams perform if you're an A-10 home favorite in conference play? Well, you're winning these games straight up 36-16, 69%. Now, KenPom does have VCU winning this game by 3 points. So again, my thought process here when I go money line in these spots, a lot of people ask me, you know, why don't you just lay the points? And obviously last night with, you know, Kansas and Miami, you know, it didn't really matter. If you went money line or spread, you would have won anyway. But the reason why I go money line is if KenPom has them winning by a kind of a lower number than what the current spread is, then, hey, I'm going to say I'll pay a little more juice just to hashtag win the game. So KenPom is VCU by 3. Again, they're favored by 4.5 now. So that's why it's a money line play for me. You also look at VCU. They're 12-2 at home this year. Dayton is just 2-5 on the road. And also a rest advantage. Last played VCU on February 3rd versus Dayton, who played February 4th. And again, with these college kids, it's not really about, you know, extra rest per se. It's more of, you know, one more day in the gym that the coach can, instill in them some practice opportunities here, work on some stuff and watch some film. So again, I think in the pros, it's, you know, extra rest is for your body as an older player to bounce back and, get your legs back. Whereas in college, it's more of, again, extra practice time here. But I'm going VCU money line, minus 200. So my three plays, Michigan State minus 175 money line, K-State minus 200 money line, and VCU minus 200 money line. And again, I think it's really important to kind of just reiterate the fact that I'm a bet to risk, not bet to win better. So what does that mean? It means that if you're betting, for instance, you know, VCU tonight minus 200, you're not betting VCU risking 2 units to win 1 unit. You're always just risking your 1 unit. That's what a flat bettor does. Always risking 1 unit. And 1 unit is typically 3% of your bankroll. Between 1% to 5%. Don't go above 5%. That's when you get in trouble if you are risking too much. But your bankroll is the money that you set aside specifically and only for betting on sports, kind of a disposable income. So whatever that number is, you multiply it by 0.03, 3%, boom, that's what you're risking every game. So if you have $100 to start, and hopefully if you open up an account with a new book, you get a sign-up bonus or an odds boost. But if you have a bankroll of $100, bet to risk, not bet to win means that you are risking $3 per game. $1,000 better, again, you're risking $30 a game. So I think it's important just to make that distinction because, you know, if you lose on favorites, like a minus 200, a minus 175, and you're betting to win, you can really lose, you know, multiple units in one fell swoop. Whereas if you're betting to risk, you know, one loss, no matter what you do, for me, it's a spread, money line, over under. One loss is just losing one unit. Now, we don't want to lose these games, obviously, but I think it's just important to note here because you don't want to, you know, kind of get yourself in a bad spot if you're risking too much. So always bet to risk, not bet to win. Always 3% of your bankroll per play. Michigan State, K-State, and VCU on the money line. That's what I'll be sweating tonight. But that about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Tuesday, February 7th. But reminder, if you're looking for Super Bowl coverage, we had our debut at VSiN on Radio Row yesterday for the Super Bowl. So you can watch wall-to-wall coverage from Arizona, where VSiN will have you covered. And if you're looking for more insights information, number one, sign up for the newsletter for free, the VSiN Daily. It's VSiN.com/newsletter. Just go there, plug in your email, and then you'll wake up every morning to fantastic sports betting coverage. But you can also sign up and become a VSiN member and really get everything that we offer. Only $9.99, 10 bucks. You go out to the bar, you buy a beer, and you tip your bartender, boom, that's probably 10 bucks. Maybe a couple PBIs if you're like me and you live in New England here. But for only 10 bucks, help you to have the best Super Bowl you can have. We have a lot of prop bets out there, looking at just obviously the conventional spread, money line, over under for the game. Once you become a member, you'll get all those best bets sent to your inbox directly from all the VSiN guests and hosts, a live stream of all the VSiN shows, all those DraftKings percentages, if you want to look at where the public and where the sharp money's at. And then also you get all the articles behind the paywall. When you become a member, for only 10 bucks, it's a great opportunity, and it covers you for all sports, not just the Super Bowl. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. Then lastly, make sure you follow us on Twitter, at VSiN Live. You can find me at Josh_Insights. And I will have the Market Insights pod later today. Typically comes out around 3 o'clock. If you're looking for updated numbers, as well as some more plays, as well as a look at the NBA and NHL as well, maybe a couple extra college plays here also, you can check out the Market Insights pod later today at 3 p.m. That about does it. Enjoy the sweats for today, guys. Hope you have a fantastic Tuesday. Good luck. And as always, don't forget to tip your ticket writer. Hopefully, as the wise man of VSiN likes to say, we can cash some tickets. Fingers crossed, knock on wood tonight, because that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great Tuesday.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.